News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of coronavirus deaths rose to about 120,000 and the number of confirmed cases jumped to 1.9 million. U.S. deaths approached 24,000 and the number of confirmed cases is less than a third of the worldwide number. U.S. President Donald Trump claimed total authority to decide how and when to reopen the economy after weeks of tough social distancing guidelines aimed at fighting the new coronavirus. But governors from both parties pushed back, noting they have the primary constitutional responsibility for ensuring public safety in their states and will decide when it's safe to begin a return to normal operations. Democratic leaders in the Northeast and along the West Coast have announced separate state compacts to coordinate their efforts to scale back stay-at-home orders or reopen businesses on their own timetables. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo declared Monday that the worst is over in his state, even as New York coronavirus deaths surpassed 10,000. He quickly cautioned that this does not mean it's time to ease up on restrictions, including social distancing, and he warned against reckless behavior. The state's hospitalization figures and the numbers of patients requiring intubation to be on breathing machines are down. New York cases or new cases of COVID-19 are slowing in New York, but still average about 11,000 each day. New York State has reported 195,000 confirmed coronavirus cases to date, more than either Spain or Italy. The real numbers are likely much higher as people experience mild or moderate symptoms who are encouraged to remain at home and are often not tested. The state death toll crossed a new threshold, climbing above 10,000. And despite the mixed news, Cuomo said he is in discussion with other regional governors about how they will reopen their state. This is VOA News.